the red-headed peckerwood, and then we have the regular old, the small type, sapsuck, the yellowhammer, which is our state bird. Then you have the large type, and then a still larger one that is better known as a lord guy. That big, huge bird is almost as large as a crow. And he's built just like the old big sapsuck with a red knot on the back of his head, long bill, and they nest in trees. They'll beat out a hole big enough to get in. He's almost as big as a crow, and they'll nest in hollow trees.
Have you ever heard of a person refer to another person as a peckerwood?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. It's just a byword for a person that's kind of on the dumb side, I'd say.
Right.
Yeah. That's the way I'd classify it. You're just kind of on the dumb side, and you call him a peckerwood.
Yeah. What do you call that animal with the white stripe down its back that gives off?
A zebra.
Well, one that gives off a strong smell if you mess with
oh,
it.
Oh, the skunk.
Yeah.
The civet cat or the skunk.
You ever heard of pole
cat?
Pole cat.
Yeah.
You ever gotten in trouble with one of those?
No, very near. Very near, but I had a friend that did.
Is that right?
We were taking peanuts out of a house, and we'd gotten them down real low in the corner. Old man Jimmy Henderson went in to get another fork full, and his byword was, Amagad, I smell a polecat. And about that time, the polecat come over the top of those peanuts and worked him over.
Oh, my goodness.
I run backwards toward the picker to get out of the way because it was so strong I couldn't hardly stay in the door, and he was in there about smothered to death.
Man, they'll stay with you for a while.
He got home and his wife made him take a bath about six times. Every time he'd come back to the house, she'd complain about it. He could still smell it. She sent him back in cold water, no hot water.
Yeah.
And he had to bury his clothes because they were new overalls and jumper. And he had to bury them in order to get the odor out. The earth would take it out, but you couldn't wash it out.
Yeah.
I said, well, you reckon we're going to have to bury Jimmy too? Just leave his nose sticking out so we can stop him from smelling? She said we may have to. Well, she wouldn't let him sleep in the room. We let him sleep beside the room for about 2 weeks.
Oh,
that is the awfulest thing I've ever experienced. I was so sorry for him because he's a good old man. Work.
What do you call these animals that come in and raid hen roosts?
The polecat and the weasel. Of course, now the weasel, he doesn't eat the chicken. He pops those hollow teeth in their throat and sucks the blood out of the chicken, just one sip, and he can take a small bitty. And he's got every drop of blood, he knows right exactly where to bite to get it.
Is there any one word that might take care of all those, just one word in general, for, you know, foxes and polecats and weasels? I might say, I'm going to give me my gun and go out and get those.
Well, you can't call them scavengers. Varmints?
Yeah.
Varmints, yeah.
You call them all varmints.
All varmints.
What do you call them?